It is 11 minutes before the hour. It is Ponderosa Steakhouse Breakfast Club morning this morning. John Boggs standing by with a guest at Ponderosa. Let's head out to Ponderosa, John.
Thanks, Rob. We're here with Janice Fritz and Sue Burke, talking about the 28th annual Delts Craft Show. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning,
John.
Tell us a little bit about the, the craft show is a big, big event, and I'm sure it takes lots of manpower to put on. How long do you work on the craft show before it happens?
Well, we never really stop working on it, especially Linda Ashman, who's the chair. We just continue to work on it after. We do some evaluations after and make any sort of changes or anything that, we see that happened that went wrong or went right. We make those changes, and so we work on it almost
pretty much year-round. Okay. How many of you are there?
What do we have, Gina? 30?
30-some.
Some active. Plus, we invite the other chapters around the area to help us with the coat check. And in the afternoon at noon, one of the chapters takes over the bake sale. So they have all kinds of new bake sale items at noon. And just other chapters that help us, and our husbands and our children. And
anyone we can talk to.
So it's kind of a family affair.
So, yeah. John, what are you doing on that Saturday, John?
I'm probably going to be taking care of the grandchildren while my daughter and wife come out. So. But, yeah, and this is the 28th annual. You guys are probably old hands at this. You understand what you've got to do, even though there's a lot of work to be put in.
Yeah, it helps with all the planning from year to year. We know, pretty much what we're doing. So.
And how many vendors do you generally have at the craft show?
Around 140.
Wow. Are you sold out?
There's still spaces available.
Okay. I know you probably have a big group of vendors that come back year after year after year.
Many of them are repeat vendors. Yeah, they come every year.
So what are your favorite booths to go visit, Janet?
All of them.
Someone told me that you have the best chicken salad in the world.
We do. It's famous.
Yes.
It's a chicken salad and the pretzel salad.
Oh, the pretzel salad.
Pretzel salad is my favorite.
That sounds good.
And we have people that come just for that every year also. Uh-huh.
Now, this is a one-day event.
Mm-hmm.
And where is it?
It's at the Jay County High School. And it's from 9 to 4.
Uh-huh.
And we'd like people to come to the main entrance, which is on the north side.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a $2 entrance fee. And all of that money that we raise goes to philanthropy, every cent of it.
And it all stays here in Jay County?
In Jay County.
That's great. That's wonderful. And like I said, you have a staff of thousands putting it on. Where do you use your funds? I mean, I think you support children?
We support many, many, many things, but we have the scholarships for the Jay County graduates, Food Pantry, Pregnancy Care Center, Jay Community Center, Jay County Cancer Walk, Head Start, Youth Service Bureau, Special Olympics. We have deserving families throughout the year. If there's someone in need, that we'll help them.
Okay.
We also have a medical and dental fund through the Jay Schools.
If
there's some students that are in need of something and can't afford it, that we'll help them with that also.
What a great cause. I was going to ask you what some of the different crafts are going to be there for anybody, and I can't imagine anybody that's lived in Jay County very long that hasn't been to the craft show. But tell us some of the variety that people can expect to see out there.
Oh, there's just so many different things. There's jewelry. We have jewelry. We have Pete Vogler comes with his painted gourds.
Wood carvers. Lots of embroidery, like on T-shirts and sweatshirts.
Mm-hmm. Knitting, crochet. I know you have. You're going to have a couple drawings for some items.
We have a raffle throughout the day, or we have a door prize drawing throughout the day. So just have the visitors listen for their names. We have all the vendors donate one item, and then we have door prize all during the day. And then we have a raffle that we have a made a tabletop lap quilt, a beautiful Christmas design, and we also have a 31 bag, which is one of the larger hostess bags that has two or three bags inside the bag. So we have those two raffle items. You can buy your raffle tickets there, or we have Adult Sisters you can buy your raffle tickets from anytime you want if you know Adult Sister.
Okay. And you showed me a picture of the quilt. Unfortunately, we can't show our listeners how pretty it is, but it's a lovely quilt, all handmade, and it's something that probably ought to buy a raffle ticket because my wife would love to have
it. Sharon Beeler puts the quilt together, and she does a wonderful job.
Okay. Well, and I know you expect a pretty big crowd, but how far do people drive to come to the quilt show, the craft show?
Well, I don't even know how far away, but we have people that come to the parking lot and sleep the night before so they can be there and be ready. And I wouldn't know about the Holiday Inn, but I'm pretty sure it'd be probably very full. So we have people coming from, well, we know for sure, Janice and I, that some of our sorority sisters from the northern part of Indiana come.
Okay.
So there's many, many people.
And as I said yesterday, I know there are other sororities that put on craft shows, but I'm sure they probably got the idea from you guys. I mean, 28 years, you guys got it all down.
Well, when we go to our national convention in the summer, we share ideas. And so when we go to the national convention and tell them we made $20,000+, they start asking questions about how does that happen.
I'm sure. Well, it's a great venture. I know everybody in town looks forward to it, or most everybody. There are a few husbands that have to stay home and take care of the kids. But what a wonderful event, and I know it's going to be, again, Saturday, November 10th. What are the hours, Janice?
It's 9 to 4.
Okay, and it's at Jay County High School. Is it in the Commons area?
It's in the Commons area and down some hallways.
Okay.
The food, we serve the luncheon, but we also have food going pretty much all day long, so...
Okay. And the two famous things are the chicken salad and the pretzel salad.
That's right.
Okay.
But we also have ham salad and...
ham sandwiches and hot dogs and baked potatoes and...
donuts in the morning and rolls. And
well, you see, I guess you do have something for us guys, don't you?
You eat yourself all the way around it.
And we don't want to forget to mention that we have a special visitor in the afternoon at 2 o'clock, which is Santa. So anybody that wants to bring their kids... in the morning's probably not the best time because it's so crowded. But towards afternoon, about 2 o'clock, you might want to bring your kids to visit from Santa. I think that's probably Santa's first visit in Jay County, I would guess.
I was going to say, you guys must have some pull. I know Santa, and he doesn't like to get out early in the year.
Well,
so to get him out there on the 1st of November, that's...
He comes out especially for us. And he brings his candy canes.
You've had to be good little girls all year long, man.
We have.
Well, that's wonderful. We'll make sure that folks bring out the little ones so they can get to see Santa and have a good time. Any final words for our listeners?
We just hope to see you all there.
Just hope to see everybody.
Okay. Well, let's hope you have a record year this year, and thank you so much for being here this morning.
Thank you.
Rob, back to you.